Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Miami Hurricanes and their 2022 team as we continue our team previews before this amazing football season begins, it's our host, Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking about the U today, the Miami Hurricanes. They had a lot of hype surrounding them coming into this season. After a pedestrian 2021 season, there's a lot to talk about the U right now. It's going to be a great show. Can't wait to get more into it.
Absolutely. And for all of our Miami Hurricanes fans out there, all of our college football fans, our NFL fans, general football fans, and everyone who loves us, thank you so much for watching the show and listening to the podcast daily. It's because of you, especially by sharing by word of mouth, just telling your friends and family and coworkers about the show, like, hey, are you listening to 100 Yards of Football? Just like that is the absolute way that we grow so quickly and so well is because of you. So thank you. So Mr. Logan Landers, the Miami Hurricanes, what do we have to look forward to this season?
Well, let's talk about this team. Like I mentioned, 2021, not the best year overall. Finished with a 7-5 record overall, 5-3 in the ACC. They did get an acceptance into the Sun Bowl. However, unfortunately, due to COVID issues, they were not able to play in that said game. So it was just a bit of a downturn all in all for 21. But coming into 2022, like I mentioned, there is a lot of hype. There's a lot of talk about this team because there is a new coach in town by the name of Mario Cristobal, who is just through his entire life. He's in a 30 for 30 about it. He went there. It's his alma mater. And he is excited to be with this team, to coach this team that he loves. And there's just a lot of passion behind it. And he is absolutely, I think, the man for the job. Did a great part at Oregon where he got 2 Pac-12 titles in 3 seasons. So he has a winning experience. He's a tremendous recruiter. And most important, like I said, he loves this job. He's been wanting this for some time now. And he has finally got the keys to that nice and shiny Corvette at Miami. So let's talk about this team, who they're facing, and what is going to be going on this upcoming season. Well, like I mentioned, with a new head coach comes new coordinators. You have Josh Gattis coming over from Michigan, who had a very good year last year. We know Michigan did. And like I mentioned, he's got a lot to do. And when I say that, the offensive line, you got to start there. Your foundation, they've just got to be better this upcoming season. They've got to really get things going. And the best part about it is Cristobal, he is an O-line coach by nature. He's done that many a times before. So he is really going to help out in that department. You have guys like Jonathan Dennis, Logan Sagapolo. They're coming over from Oregon. And then you also have some nice guys. Zion Nelson at left tackle. He's going to be looking good. Potential NFL draftee in the next year, potentially. You also have Ja'Kai Clark as well, who is a vet at the center position. And you also have DJ Scafie, who could be a guard or a tackle, just depending on where you want to play him. So they've just got to be stronger. They've got the pieces in place. They've just got to be stronger as a team. And also, like I mentioned, not just the run protection, but also the pass protection for your quarterback, who had a great breakout year through some unfortunate injuries to De'Eriq King. You've got Tyler Van Dyke, who has really had a good job, man. He did tremendous last year for this team And when I say that, man, 2,931 passing yards, 25 touchdowns, and 6 INTs, you know, in just 9 games. So that's very impressive. I'm sure they're going to roll with him again just to keep the hot hand. And I'm expecting Van Dyke to help lead this team to just some more fireworks on offense. I think he'll be great. And talking more about this team, going to the running back core, they've got to be a little more consistent, average just about 3.7 yards a carry last year. Not the greatest, with Jalen Knighton being your leading rusher with about 560-some-odd yards and 8 touchdowns. Like I said, you just got to get a little bit more production. That's where Henry Parrish, he's coming over from Ole Miss as a transfer. So I think that that's really going to help out. Just get some more competition in the running back room and really get things rocking there. So I'm expecting the offense to be pretty nice all in all, man. I think that even though you do lose your leading receiver, Charleston Rambo, he went to the Carolina Panthers in the draft this year. You do have Frank Lanson coming over from Clemson. And also you have Keyshawn Smith and Will Mallory. So you have a few pieces there, but I'm expecting a receiver or two to take a big step this year to really help out Tyler Van Dyke and this a team who is looking ready to explode on offense in 22. But going over to the defense, you're bringing over Kevin Steele, right? It seems like he's been coaching forever, man. He is 64-year-old, a vet. He's been through all the trenches you can think of, all the great teams. Worked for Clemson for a while, worked with the head coach at Baylor for a few seasons, and he's been around the globe in college football, so he knows defense more than a lot of people do at that position. And he is ready to reboot this team, and when I say that, they are losing a good bit of players, a good bit of starters, and some key parts of their team last year. They're coming back, but they did have some graduations and transfer portal guys. They have left the system. So you're going to have some new transfers coming in, at least 6 who are going to get some significant playing time this upcoming season. So the defense, I think, is going to be a work in progress. And we all know with the U, right, they got to get that turnover chain a little bit more often, the nice bling bling. And I think they will definitely get it as long as Coach Steele can really get things going with this program. Like I mentioned, they're starting off the D-line, they've got some transfers coming over. Akeem Mesdor from West Virginia, Jacob Leishton from USC, and also Mitchell Agudé from UCLA, as well as Antonio Moultrie from UAB. So a brand new defensive line right there getting to the quarterback. So I think it's going to take a few games for this team to really gel on defense. Just get that chemistry going, as opposed to the offense, who still has a good bit of their weapons from last year. The defense is going to take just some chemistry, some getting used to players, some dinners late at night, some late night film sessions, and I think they'll get there one way or another. And also going into a little bit further on into the defense, you have your linebacking core. You are bringing back Leonard Taylor, who led the team last year with 9.5 tackles for loss. So he is going to be a good piece for that puzzle to help out in that defense for the linebacking core. And I think that he's really going to be the one to look out for in terms of who could have another great year. And also the back 7, right? Looking in the back there with the linebackers, the safeties, the corners and whatnot. You have Caleb Johnson coming over from UCLA, who's going to be a tremendous spot there. You have Daryl Porter as well coming over from West Virginia and Tyreek Stevenson at the corner. So I think that, like I said, I'm expecting the defense to shape up in a few games. Get those early games out the way, and, you know, it might not be the prettiest, but I think they can definitely get things going. But all in all, for this team, for Miami, I think the offense is going to be a lot better. I think the defense is going to get better throughout the season, and I'm expecting a better season overall for Miami this year. Just a few more pieces to go over before we get to the schedule. I think the big factor that Miami has to get going this year in terms of offense, they've got to get the running game pumping. Like I mentioned, under 600 yards for their leading rusher last year. You've got to get just a little bit more than that. And with the, you know, like I mentioned with Cristobal, and you have O-line coach Alex Mirabal, they both know what they're going to do with this team. They've got it shaped up. They've got the diagrams. They've got the plays ready. They've just got the veterans as well. So they've just got to put it into action. I think they can this year. I think that they're going to have a better rushing game overall. Even though it wasn't the greatest last season, I'm expecting it to get better this year. And as for the defense, where they've got to get stronger, like I mentioned, of course, with the team chemistry, they've also got to get stronger in the red zone. in terms of giving up points and also getting some more turnovers in the red zone, because that is important. So I think that as long as they can play to those strengths and get rid of those weaknesses as soon as they can, I think the Hurricanes can have a tremendous 22 season. But let's talk about their schedule, who they're facing, and my final thoughts for this team. So their first game is September the 3rd against Bethune-Cookman with the Wildcats. They've got the Southern Miss Golden Eagles up next. But week three, this is going to be a big test for that defense, the Texas A&M Aggies. They've got the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders September the 24th. They have a bye week October the 1st. October the 8th, they face the North Carolina Tar Heels. On October the 15th, they've got the Virginia Tech Hokies. On October the 22nd, the Duke Blue Devils. October 29th is the Virginia Cavaliers. November the 5th, they have the Florida State Seminoles, and always a great game there between those two Florida rivals. You have the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets November 12th in Atlanta. November 19th, you face Clemson with Dabo Swinney and company. And your final game before the ACC championship, potentially, you have the Pitt Panthers on November the 26th. So it is an easier schedule a little bit earlier on the season, but it does get tougher throughout the year, of course. So I expect a slightly better season from Miami than the 7-5 record that they put up last season. Maybe get a little bit closer to 10 wins. I'm not sure if they'll get there quite yet. They're going to have some tough challenges, no doubt, like I mentioned, with Clemson. We'll see how Pitt's going to do this year. We have Texas A&M, of course. So that's going to be a few of the games I'm looking out for personally for this team to show if they are legit or not. But overall, for Coach Cristobal, his first season with Miami Hurricanes, I think it's going to go well. I think that, like I mentioned, the offense is going to be fine. The defense is going to take, I think the first 2 weeks, they're going to be a little bit shaky. But, boy, you better be ready to come against Texas A&M week three, or else it's going to be a rough game. So I'm expecting the U to have a bounce-back season this upcoming year in 2022, Jeremiah.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, I definitely could see that. We love Miami. We love the whole environment down on those campuses. I definitely know that there's going to be incredible fans cheering them on, and they do have some big games ahead of them. So, you know, hopefully they can get their rhythm by game three, and we will love to see it. Well, everyone watching, thank you so much for watching. And if you're watching our live broadcast, thank you. But if you're listening to our podcast, we want to say thank you again. Our podcast, driven by the Believe Podcast Network, is available anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including over on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Stitcher, anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts. And what we'd love to do is see you communicate with us through here by dropping us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. If you just drop us a review on Apple Podcasts that says, hey, I've been listening to the show, love it, and just send it. We get so much great algorithm love when you send us your reviews, and we love to communicate with you. So if we hear from you, then, you know, we're very more than likely to tell everyone about your awesome review or to take advice from anything that you're saying in there, such as, hey, I'd like to see you cover this team. I'd love to hear more about this part of the, you know, football. And so we are very respondent to that. So thank you so much to everyone who's already left us a review. And if you're thinking about leaving us a review, then go ahead and do it this week, because it's a perfect week to do it here while we're all relaxing during the end of July before the season really gets off. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that incredible preview of the Miami Hurricanes for their 2022 team season. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode of 100 Yards of Football right after this. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.